California executed its oldest death row inmate early this morning. Clarence Ray Allen died by lethal injection. He had been convicted of a triple murder, a hit that he arranged 25 years ago to silence witnesses against him in another murder. Allen was 76 years old, blind, deaf, and in a wheelchair. His attorneys had argued that putting a frail old man to death constituted cruel and unusual punishment. The Supreme Court refused to intervene. NPR's Richard Gonzalez was at San Quentin Prison as Allen was executed, and he joins me now. Richard, condemned inmates typically walk the final steps into the execution chamber, but this time it was different. Do you want to describe the scene for us?
Well, first, Renee, let me say that I was not a witness to the actual event. I'm working from the briefing of 17 other reporters who did see the execution. They say that Clarence Ray Allen entered mainly under his own power, but with the assistance of guards at his elbows. He shuffled in and needed help to lift himself up onto the gurney, to which he was strapped down and then administered the lethal dose of chemicals that killed him. The execution was witnessed by family members, by relatives of the victims of his crimes, and by law enforcement officials, including the Deputy Attorney General Ward Campbell, who had originally prosecuted Clarence Ray Allen back in the early 80s.
What were some of the reactions of the people who witnessed officially this execution?
Well, the witnesses described a very somber and very intimate atmosphere. Intimate because the death chamber is very, very small, and it is very close to the viewing section. So the witnesses felt like they were very close to watching the actual event. KTVU reporter Ken Wayne described it this way.
Everyone was basically sitting there, silent, showing virtually no emotion, and at several times, some of the witnesses were simply checking their watches, looking around, just a very sterile, emotionless environment.
And that's KTVU reporter Ken Wayne. And Richard, Allen's attorneys tried to spare him by focusing on his infirmities, but they never did say he was innocent of the crimes that landed him on death row in the first place.
That's right. Clarence Ray Allen was found guilty by every court that reviewed his case. He was running a security firm in Fresno, California in the 1970s when he instructed some underlings to kill his son's girlfriend. Her name was Mary Sue Kitts because she had had knowledge of another crime Allen had committed. Allen was sentenced to a life term in Folsom State Prison, and that's where he hatched the scheme to kill other witnesses. He hired a fellow inmate and hitman named Billy Ray Hamilton to kill the other witnesses. Among those witnesses included a young man by the name of Byron Schladewitz and two innocent bystanders. It was a very bloody murder. Hamilton, the hitman, was caught, and the plot was traced back to Clarence Ray Allen. The bottom line, Allen masterminded three murders while he was in prison, and he did it at the ripe age of 50 years. So that when you add these 20 years of appeals, you wind up with a 76-year-old man.
Well, just quickly, in California, there's a new debate over whether the state should put capital punishment on hold for a while. How does that relate to this?
Well, there's a proposal moving through the legislature to put a moratorium on executions till the end of 2007 while a state commission examines whether innocent people are on death row. It goes to a vote before the assembly by the end of this month, but we have at least one other execution scheduled.
Richard, thanks very much. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reporting from San Francisco. And this is NPR News.